survey is reporter's office,
the building department, surveyors, yep, mostly them. And they do not, and it's just to that specific county, you know, and their processes and how they operate and there, it's.
By state code, it says, this is how it's done.
Oh, they tried looking that up.
We tried, I tried.
And it's like the surveyor and county recorder, like, run line, because like I said, there is a state law in the state ordinance, so if there's not a surveyor, the recorder takes.
The recorder will take it over.
And also Samoa County, the surveyors take care of it, but if I could switch over, then you'd probably switch back over after 3 more years when I decide not to run.
No.
I've been to conferences where GIS people.
Yeah, GIS, yeah, GIS guys.
I've seen that too.
That's what I forgot, is, and when I was talking to all the recorder's office, it was the GIS, PNZ, building, and surveyors.
Yeah, he's on for like all the departments, right?
It's kind of a gray area, yeah.
Well, that's, and that's part of why GIS is under IT, because IT services everybody.
Yeah.
We're, I'm not agnostic, or, you know, I'm not under one elected or another, you know, report to the commission, and so we're here to facilitate, and, you know, if it means that James is it, that's okay to a point with.
That's what I was gonna ask you, how you feel about that?
Well, it's to a point, you know, like.
Well, to what point?
To what point is exactly what I said. Well, to this point, to giving him a clear definition of what, before he has to make.
Be added to his job description, right?
Well, yes and no, I mean, there's, and you said as much while we were with the addressing committee, right? There's, and your document, right, is that there's a certain point where you have to make a call what one address is or not, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And yes, if we have to add that to your job description, we add that to your job description, that's not an issue to me. But my issue is I don't want you to have to deal with the cluster that is right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Well, we're gonna write.
I want a clear, nice procedure, so that then.
Totally agree.
100%.
It's already gone through PNZ and otherwise, and they're not coming over with 101 questions.
We're not doing it the way it was.
That's why, it's like, here's your tool.
No.
You have your form. If it's not filled out, that's not James's problem.
Right.
Nope, absolutely.
That's PNZ's.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, I would, I'm on board with that.
That would be where I'm at.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
I agree, James agrees.
Should be part of the DRT of the final plats, right?
Yeah, that would be a good thing to have in the DRT there.
Maybe actually somebody like designed in their job description.
Well, and we've talked about with the DRT process is doing some preliminary addressing for, because the building inspector and the planning and zoning wanted at certain times, and, you know, it's like you said, the back and forth. We'll go back to the recorder, we'll go back, well, you, no, we're not doing this, we're not doing this anymore. It needs to be a nice, smooth operating.
I agree.
Process.
So that's why I left this as a discussion item. Because I don't necessarily want to make this a technical committee, because I'm not here to make any kind of judgment for any kind of elected official. But I am here to support you, and whatever way that works, and as we've all said, I think the current system is maddening in so many different ways.
It is.
Errors and.
But we need to get PNZ in here, and we need to get the building inspector in here. We can't, James and I can't figure this out, like, they need to have their input.
That's okay, this time is not here to figure it out.
But I mean, at some point, without a PNZ, you know, we need to make sure that it's not just James and I, that everybody that is, needs to be in on this is here doing it.
Yeah.
Granted, not today.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Just in interest, because I don't think I was recording all of this, today's February 25th, 2025. We started this meeting at 2:00, we went through all of our items, tech committee reports, we unanimously approved the minutes. Kenny Gordon has been taking minutes the entire time. That's a pretty good synopsis of what we've been doing for the last hour and 15 minutes. The other item on here unless you have anything else you want to talk about. Workflow changes in the recorder's office, Gina?
Nope, I think.
Moving on is GIS licensing, otherwise known as SGEA, the Small Government Enterprise Agreement. That's up for renewal. I just submitted it. I should have a signature back at some point soon. Because it expires here in a couple of weeks. But again, that gives licensing for all the stuff that we do here. If any staff, departments, or otherwise that you guys know of are in need of something, please don't hesitate to ask. It does include a whole library of how-tos. Then we get some discounted rate on instructor-led GIS things that you want to send people to anything. Yeah, any questions about GIS licensing? Please let us know. Quick little note to server and hardware. The GIS server that we have here for the county is getting up there. It's not old, but it will probably have to be replaced at the end of next year or end of this year. Not sure where the price on that's going to come out, but it'll probably be $20,000 or maybe a little more. Or less than what we do. And James' computer is needing some support too.
He did need a new hard drive.
Yeah.
I've seen it smoking.
Yeah, it we tried to catch it on fire a couple of times. It hasn't been. But again, if anybody has any kind of licensing or other stuff, let us know. Do you guys have GPS units out at the road department that you're using?
There's an old Trimble that was being used, but hasn't been used at all.
Yeah.
I know there's a fairly recent Trimble there. So I had a whole touchscreen on, I forget what the model was on. Also, we got it from Lawson.
GOXH.
Is it?
Is that what it is? Had the touchscreen, was it a big, like a 4-inch?
So it's big.
The unit's about this big?
No, is that?
That's probably about right.
About right.
The curve at the top? GOXH.
How old is that?
They started making those in 2005 or six, looked back that far. They've made them until, I don't think they're getting them out.
No, I think we picked that up in 2014 or 15.
TSC5?
I thought it was.
What's that?
Is it TSC5?
I don't know what.
Or is it a GIS grade one?
I think it's GIS grade.
It's got the big screen and the buttons down the bottom.
Well, either way, if it needs service or if you're not using it or any of that kind of stuff, you know, or if you need other tools or if you need transoms or any of that kind of thing. And you guys, again, that's part of what this committee is here for. If you need that kind of stuff, let me know. Now James has got that. Jupiter. Jupiter.
Maybe Jupiter.
Yeah. That Trimble we got, will it, made up with the, like a
turn network?
Well, like for grade control on a piece of
equipment.
Send me the specs on it. You might be able to use it even with the turn net, the state turn net, where it's just $600 a year.
Yeah.
Well, that way you don't have a base station as long as you have internet service, but.
Oh, okay.
It might not work everywhere you guys go, but.
Well, I'm thinking maybe in the valley.
Would a hotspot be enough service?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, but that'd be enough signal to.
With the turn network too, as the county, should be good for sure, you don't want.
Maybe.
Because I've got a reference point here at the courthouse. As a Trimble unit downstairs.
Probably do. I mean, I set up for you now, but I know it's done, but.
Yeah.
County's.
Just reach out to UGIC over the years, like they've offered it. Let's talk recording here in a minute.
Yeah, but.
Anyway, just keep thinking about.
It'll go down.
Don't use it, wouldn't use it very often, so I don't want to put a bunch of money into it.
Because they have cheap GIS grade, it's down to like a meter. Survey grades down to a centimeter, so depends on what you have.
Yeah.
I can definitely check on it and all the old Trimble stuff pretty well.
Yeah.
Any other hardware concerns, questions, or they have that they might see in the next little bit? No? I don't think we have any informally adopted committee since last time till now. Do you, James?
No.
It was the taxing project that you did with Debbie.
Yeah, I did do that tax district map with Debbie and Marcy and them.
Does that keep going or?
I think it's gonna turn into like a web map that they're gonna use and have on display for themselves and customers coming in the office.
It should be.
I have no idea how they're gonna keep newer parcels that are coming in tied in with these tax districts and regions. I don't know that part of it. I'm not sure if they've gotten that far, but as far as, I mean, I made the map and I coded a bunch of data associated with the tax regions that the parcels fall in, but
okay.
I don't think it'll turn into a committee. I think it's just more a little side project kind of thing.
You got it pretty well in hand.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other upcoming requests or needs I can think of? I'm not going to get real in depth on the LiDAR burn, but we did review 5 submissions. We did select provisionally one of them and submitted it to the commission. They should approve it at our next meeting. At their next meeting, and that will ultimately put the process LiDAR data up on rasters.utah.gov.
Yeah.
So that will go along with all the other LiDAR data that is available already on that site. But it should provide a bunch of different data for a number of different analyses. Like,
does it get added to the ADR?
Correct.
Yeah, either I think they kind of keep an eye on new data sets being added to that.
Like Long River has a bunch of stuff, but it's pretty nice.
And if they don't catch wind of it, I'll send the data to myself.
If you guys haven't been to it before, but is it Raster? The Raster?
I don't know if Utah is in the name of it. I think it's just
roster.gov.
Yeah, that's
what
Utah says.
Yeah, Utah State Rep. Utah Rep. State Rep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you can pick what you want and you say. Find it. Where? Basically, it shows you that you've got a couple of different downloads for the returns. There's also, I forgot how I got to it earlier, but there's
yeah, you can go through that by the
end. This one shows you all sorts of stuff. And there's 2020 FEMA stuff. This one looks like kind of interesting. But it's only 1 meter. They've only got a few little intersections of
These
sub-meter stuff.
For Green River.
Whatever it was.
I use it for trying to figure out flood mapping in Green River. There's not a study there.
But the one that we went with, they're going to not just do just the Mill Creek flood zone that we want. They're going to do the whole valley all the way up to the county line.
And that shows also, so the red
area.
The whole
valley, but just a half mile outside of Pack Creek. Right, not the whole valley.
They should do cliff to cliff.
They're going to do cliff to cliff.
That's what
for the price they get.
That's what they said.
What they said. So again, I'm not going to get into a bunch of details on it because it's not awarded yet. But
yeah,
I think it's going to be.
Oh yeah, it'll
be some awesome. Good stuff to be able to return back, particularly when you start looking at flooding and What's changed?
Half a meter, like.
It's gonna be half a meter too?
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, cause that one, like, lower, it's 1 meter.
Just that little pink area there is the sub-meter. But that should be published up to the raster.utah. Was it May 1st?
Yeah, that's what we're asking for, May 1st.
That's what we're requiring.
Yep.
So.
So when's the RFP's been put out?
The RFP's done, we've gone through, that's what I just said, we went through selection, we submitted our selection to the commission for their next meeting, they'll award it next week. As soon as it's awarded, they should be jumping and running.
That's cool.
So, it is cool. Any other current, new, upcoming GIS projects anybody's aware of that we should just keep an eye on? Again, I'm just here to support, I'm trying to steer or say or do anything. Then, as far as action committee, we're not creating any technical committees, we're not dissolving anything, cause nothing's really got finished. I would propose that we just bypass action items three, because we'll just leave it as is. One through, or eight through F. Unless somebody wants to change that priority schedule up a little bit. The priority schedule is just PBCD. So, I feel pretty good there. Then, again, trying to meet quarterly on this whole thing. Today's the 25th.
Four months from now.
June 25th?
Quinn, you got a minute, so I'll tell you. After the meeting.
I'm fine with that, if you want to. A few things go on that day already.
You do, any day is good for me, really.
If I get my way, I will hopefully be coming back from an extended vacation right around then.
A vacation?
Do you wanna shoot for Friday to make it?
For the next week?
Right, or the next week?
Do the next week.
So as I said, I'll say do the next week.
Just do it next week.
Do it on the 4th.
Yeah, I like that, good job, Quinn.
The 1st, probably not a bad day.
Oh.
This is one of Quinn's favorite meetings.
That's Canada Day.
Canada?
Yeah, Canada Day. Thursday 1.
Thursday 1 or 2?
1.
1?
2, no, 2, I thought we were on Wednesday, sorry.
Yeah, Thursday. It's too bad. I give up, I will fix it here shortly and send out the invite to everybody. We just said June, what was it, 20?
26th. O'clock.
Cool. Motion, turn.
Ready to go.
Second, done.
Second.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.